Blog Talk Radio. Up next, we have
Was still, oh geez, was this something awaited by Brooke for Free, and I'll be right back with you.
ягод поляна, заброшенный двор, грандиозные планы и выстрел в упор. Не увидишь заранее, что ждет впереди. Это страшная тайна, лишь давит в груди. Океан волны пенит, как загнанный зверь. Жизнь кому-то изменит, закрытая дверь. Настоящие чувства и слез серебро. Знаешь, это искусство, посеять добро.
I'm seeing
we're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your host, the Sandra London of livinggrind.com. The songs you just heard were Something Elated by Broke for Free, At Dawn by Distemper, and Asterisk by Borders 4. I will be doing a live reading during the show in just a few minutes, just a little while, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, let's give you another song. The song, this is very long, forgive me. Let's do... let's do Loud, the Frontliner, and with John Harris. And I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. 858-815-2333.
Sometimes I think I'm crazy, and sometimes I love my job. Sometimes I need to laugh, but then sometimes I can get hard. Sometimes I go to sleep at five, sometimes I need a pause. But every time I go, I make sure I go stupid, fucking dumb. Feeling like I'm gonna float high, numb. Feel the music pumping, I go loud, hard, 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 loud, hard. Make sure I go stupid, fucking dumb. Feeling like I'm gonna float high. Strictly business, but there's pleasures in the job. Sometimes it's fun to witness going hard out in the mob. Sometimes I like to listen to the radio. Sometimes I love to be myself. Sometimes.
Vocabulary to counteract resistance, the first I perceive, slam dance.
And we're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. And I'm your host, Sandra London of LivingGrind.com. The songs you just heard were Loud by Frontliner featuring John Harris, Language of Lies by Peg and the Rejected, the same group from the top of the hour, that band, and Leji by Turku. Alrighty, so I will go ahead and do a live reading of this is actually the most popular erotica story that is on Vimeo, on my Vimeo page, vimeo.com/I'm Sandra London. And so I'll go ahead and read it. Sex on Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. This was published or republished on Wednesday, the 8th of June in the year 2011. Dear Diary, vroom, vroom, squeak, squeak, squeal. A hush, muffled giggles. Was that light there before? Are you sure you know this area? Are the flight attendants sleeping? Put your legs here. Oh, hold on. My neck's getting stiff. Hold on, someone's coming here. Put your head under the covers. Stay down. Keep your mouth where it is. Oh my. Okay, I really need some air for a second. Gosh, I don't remember your cock being that big. Is it the lighting? Oh, the pussy's so tight. The passenger seat or back seat? Recline or straight up? Condoms or peanuts? An extra blanket and towels to replay? A tissue, a napkin, faint indentations on the skin, rug burn, darkness, a light switch, mystery. Is that your cock or the stick shift? Does it matter? Start, stop, shift, redress, ease away slowly. Oh, what fun it is to ride while riding in an automobile or on a train. No, I have yet to fuck on a plane. But I have given head while my then boyfriend's parents were sleeping right next to us. How bold. How daring. Ghastly even. Yet, hey, what can you do? Blame it on the menses. It was that lovely time. Okay, excruciating time when nature calls. Being stuck in the air was the absolute worst for this sort of conundrum. I promise, Dear Diary, the only reason I was so very, very naughty was because it took my mind off the pain. Oh boy, did it ever. Furthermore, if you can make yourself laugh, okay, not with your mouth full, but perhaps interspersed with a dick and mouth action, then that can't help but relieve the tension incurred by pain, pleasure, and trying to be a cock ninja chick while cramped in a tight Lufthansa middle row seat and not get booted off an international flight. The train? Yeah, different boyfriend. Fast forward a few years later or so, en route to Barcelona, or maybe it was Amsterdam. It wasn't our fault. My guy and I were assigned an otherwise all-male cabin room. It happened, surely. No? We tucked into our small, twin bed on the bottom bunk in the two bunk bed cabin and dared each other not to squeeze, shudder, gasp, nor projectile shoot our lovely, lustful liquid of a guy sleeping just across from us. Ah, but the outdo, the real real. Now, those may be innumerable, my dearest. There's something so wrong, and yet so very right, about doing a real test drive, all set in part. Passers-by only make that much more pleasurable, sweet, deviant, and perhaps even twitchier. I actually have been cited by those of the security profession, but apparently they were human. They must have liked it. Never even issued a warning. I'm so very, very, well, how uncommon is this, really? Sex out loud. I mean, really. One cannot always find the right time in the comfort of one's home, nor that of another. It may not even be ideal, depending on who you want to bang and who's actually available in your home, especially so if those who are not mutually exclusive. Ah, yes, Dear Diary. Sometimes sex on wheels is the only way at the time. And even if the sex out loud is rare, I believe it is precisely this rarity which elevates it to the status of a real Kodak moment. I'm glad you agree, my love. The end. This was originally published for the first time online on March the 1st, 2011 on Living Grind in LA, aka livinggrind.com.
Pas d'une vie qui ne se Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Chapter 3. Dr. Jekyll was quite at ease. Recorded by Sandra London, written by Robert Louis Stevenson. A fortnight later, by excellent good fortune, the doctor gave one of his pleasant dinners to some 5 or 6 old cronies, all intelligent, reputable men, and all judges of good wine. And Mr. Utterson so contrived that he remained behind after the others had departed. This was no new arrangement, but a thing that had befallen many scores of times. Where Utterson was liked, he was liked well. Hosts loved to detain the dry lawyer, when the light-hearted and loose-tongued had already their foot on the threshold. They liked to sit a while in his unobtrusive company, practicing for solitude, sobering their minds in the man's rich silence after the expense and strain of gaiety. To this rule, Dr. Jekyll was no exception, and as he now sat on the opposite side of the fire, a large, well-made, smooth-faced man of 50, with something of a stylish cast, perhaps, but every mark of capacity and kindness. You could see by his looks that he cherished for Mr. Utterson a sincere and warm affection. "I've been wanting to speak to you, Jekyll," began the latter. "You know that will of yours?" A close observer might have gathered that the topic was distasteful, but the doctor carried it off gaily. "My poor Utterson," said he, "you are unfortunate in such a client. I never saw a man so distressed as you were by my will, unless it were that hide-bound pedant Lanyon at what he called my scientific heresies. Oh, I know he's a good fellow. You needn't frown. An excellent fellow, and I always mean to see more of him. But a hide-bound pedant for all that, an ignorant, blatant pedant, I was never more disappointed in any man than Lanyon." "You know, I never approved of it," pursued Utterson, ruthlessly disregarding the fresh topic. "My will? Yes, certainly, I know that," said the doctor, a trifle sharply. "You've told me so." "Well, I tell you so again," continued the lawyer. "I've been learning something of young Hyde." The large, handsome face of Dr. Jekyll grew pale to the very lips, and there came a blackness about his eyes. "I do not care to hear any more," said he. "This is a matter I thought we'd agreed to drop." "What I heard was abominable," said Utterson. "You can make no change. You do not understand my position," returned the doctor, with a certain incoherency of manner. "I am painfully situated, Utterson. My position is a very strange one. It is one of those affairs that cannot be mended by talking." "Jekyll," said Utterson, "you know me. I'm a man to be trusted. Make a clean breast of this in confidence, and I make no doubt I can get you out of it." "My good Utterson," said the doctor, "this is very good of you. This is downright good of you, and I cannot find words to take you in. I believe you fully. I would trust you before any man alive. Before myself, if I could make the choice. But indeed, it isn't what you fancy. It is not as bad as that. And just to put your good heart at rest, I will tell you one thing. The moment I choose, I can be rid of Mr. Hyde. I give you my hand upon that, and I thank you again and again. And I will just add one little word, Utterson, that I'm sure you'll take in good part. This is a private matter, and I beg of you to let it sleep." Utterson reflected a little, looking in the fire. "I've no doubt you're perfectly right," he said at last, getting to his feet. "Well, but since we've touched upon this business, and for the last time, I hope," continued the doctor, "there's one point I should like you to understand. I have a very great interest in poor Hyde. I know you've seen him. He told me so. And I fear he was rude, but I do sincerely take a great, a very great interest in that young man. And if I am taken away, Utterson, I wish you to promise me that you would bear with him and get his rights for him. I think you would, if you knew all. And it would be a weight off my mind if you would promise. I can't pretend that I shall ever like him, said the lawyer. I don't ask that, pleaded Jekyll, laying his hand upon the other's arm. I only ask for justice. I only ask you to help him for my sake when I'm no longer here. Utterson heaved an irrepressible sigh. Well, said he, I promise.
I don't mind, I'm the one who's all I have, then what about those in-between moments? Drives me crazy. Sing a song to help pass the time. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.